Hello, everyone. Before last year's Halloween show, I warned you not to let your children watch, but you did anyway. Well, this year's episode is even worse. It's scarier, more violent, and I think they snuck in some bad language, too. So please, tuck in your children and... Well, if you didn't listen to me last time, you're not going to now. Enjoy the show.
And welcome to the Halloween Papa's Basement. How do you like that touch, guys? Were you blown away by the cleverness of that, my co-hosts? Veronica?
Blown away. Veronica's
Veronica, you having a little problem with the mic there?
I can't hear anything either.
You're not feeding through.
There we go.
Okay, you're good. The volume up worked?
No, plugging it in worked.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hi, audience. Hi, radio audience.
Yeah, hi, professionalism. All right, we are Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR on Cox 37, Comcast 27. If you're poor, it's on Cox 10, and we still don't know the Fios. We never will.
Isn't it Cox 37?
It's Cox 37.
Oh.
I think people who have Fios are going to be listening to your show.
Yeah. I'm sure people with high-speed internet really don't have anything better to do.
There's nothing else, yeah.
Yeah, just radio on the TV. Mm. Sounds like a good time to me. And archives of the show, along with my writing, can be found at inpapasbasement.com because some D-gobbler took papasbasement.com and continues to occupy it to this day.
Oh, yeah, what's on the site?
It's a picture of a girl in a basement next to a dog holding some toys, and it says Papa's Basement coming soon. Huh. And it's been there for about 3 years now.
You know, I saw that. I was a little confused.
I'm a little happy that if you Google Papa's Basement, I now beat it on the Google rankings. I have topped it, finally.
Sweet. Mazel tov.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
So we got the full crew today. We got left to right, Rich Killiam. And we got
left to right, like people can see.
They can see on the webcam.
But they can only see Veronica.
Yeah, everyone, if you go to www.fcac.org/WEBR, you can turn on the webcam and watch Veronica. She's looking rather nice today with her flaxen locks and bright blue eyes.
I brushed my hair. Yay.
Nice.
Yeah, where I come from, that's all I ever get.
I knew what you were going to do. I thought,
what?
Okay, better look halfway decent.
See, there you go.
Well, you shouldn't remind me, like, right beforehand that you don't want to be in the center, because I would have totally forgotten. I forgot that we had the really creepy caller. And if you want to be one of those creepy callers, call in at 703-560-TALK.
He wasn't creepy. It was fun. Call again.
I thought he was lighthearted. Yeah, a guy really funned us out last week and didn't creep us out. 703-560-TALK. Let's hear from you again. So it's the Halloween show this year. I wanted to kind of go through everyone's most memorable Halloween memories and talk a little about why I love Halloween. The personal right there. That was me hitting my heart. It's from the heart, kids. That's how much I love Halloween. We also found a real treasure, Rich and I, on the way home last week from the show. He tossed on a CD that was a mix CD given to him by a man.
Yes.
Back in college, and
a young man.
We kind of came to the conclusion that Rich might have had a boyfriend that he was not aware of, but
he just hit himself in the face with the mic.
I
see that should have been on the webcam.
I work with nothing but agreed. Excellence on this show. Crack staff, the two words. So we're going to go through a couple tracks and determine if Rich did indeed have a boyfriend, or at least someone who was way into him and he did not realize it.
Boyfriend
wait,
implies
wait, wait.
Like
I need background.
Relationship.
On this mixed tape. Did you guys discuss
we'll get to it. No. This is just a present. Like
it's given to him as a gift.
Yeah. A boy asking another boy if he loves him. That's kind of what it boils down to. And there's a little bit of stuff that Joel said he didn't want to talk about on air about his J-date progress.
Oh God!
So that
we're gonna go there now.
See, well, yeah, that'd... these things.
Yeah, I planned nothing.
I didn't actually bring it up. It was Adam who called in last week and brought it up.
That's right. That's true.
If any of you guys didn't mention any weakness, we would have a 10-minute show. But you show your wounds, and I pick on them accordingly. So first things first, what costumes are we all wearing today? No one's going to go on the webcam. No one's even going to listen to this crap, so let's lie.
You're wearing orange. Pinch. Oh, I'm not going to do that.
That's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay. I'm dressed like...
I guess I mixed up. Never mind.
You are challenged.
It's been a while.
I'm in full vampire gear. Look at my scary cape and my fangs. That's me clicking them.
To dress up
That's
today?
Clever.
No, but we can lie. I mean, that's one of the only things about radio.
Am I the only one that's actually dressing up for real?
I'm going to dress up. I dressed up for work yesterday.
What did you wear?
As a vampire.
Okay.
I was Rosalie from Twilight.
Were you a hoary vampire? Like every girl Halloween?
I hope you're actually a cute vampire. There is nothing weirder than when an attractive girl doesn't get Halloween. And they mention this in Mean Girls.
They dress up as a princess?
Well, no, they don't dress up like something whorish. They dress up like an actual bloody ghoul. And you're like, what? What is that? I don't want to stick my jug
in
that.
It's only weird because it happens so rarely. Like, every woman is just like, oh, Halloween. Yeah. I'll dress up as a stripper.
Well, no, you're every...
with
every,
black makeup.
Yeah, every female's Halloween costume needs to be slutty X.
Yeah, I never...
Exactly.
Slutty firefighter. Be a slutty...
I enjoyed it, but I never understood it.
Be a slutty beekeeper, for all I care. Just be slutty.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's going to a Halloween party where they're all dressing up as Disney characters.
Be slutty Minnie Mouse. I don't care.
Oh, that's a good call.
Just be slutty.
You're going to see a lot of slutty princesses.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like you would.
Jade from Aladdin, you know, with the midriff and stuff.
Dude, I would do every Disney princess.
I love that you know the name.
Yeah,
I've seen Aladdin. Aladdin's the Disney movie I've seen a lot.
Well, there's
Aladdin
weird ones too, especially if you've got a multi ethnic crew. You could all go as Disney princesses. What, you got Mulan? You got
I didn't see any of the later ones.
I know them all. I haven't
now
seen them.
Now you're making excuses after you just named
exactly.
The Aladdin. No, come on. They were good up until like the CGI or whatever, right? Everyone likes Aladdin.
I agree.
I think
Aladdin
I had to watch
great.
Them like once or twice. I had to babysit neighborhood kids, and so I saw them that way.
I'm sure you're
dude, Aladdin.
You were the best babysitter ever.
Right.
Sure.
You know, as soon as they started talking about the scenes in The Little Mermaid, you were pausing that to see the priest pop a boner. Don't lie.
Oh, yeah. That was the funniest thing ever.
Lie.
His big
I don't remember that.
Oh, there's a scene where he moves.
I know the clouds and Lion King, but...
Yeah. And the clouds spell sex. Was it sex, right?
And on on The Little Mermaid case, there's a penis in one of the castle turrets.
Some good stuff.
Okay.
At Disney.
But yeah, Disney party could have some good ass. You got Pocahontas, was it? She in there?
Pocahontas.
there's good tale. Good tale. All
right.
Actually, I know some friends of mine who are going as the cast from Street Fighter. I think
that's pretty
brilliant.
From Street Fighter.
Yeah, I can appreciate.
Oh,
that
reminds me of my funny Halloween story. But I think you were with me for my funny Halloween story.
Well, let's get to the good Halloween stories.
Did you go to a Halloween party with me?
I'm sure I've been to... Are
did
we...
you go to the one where there was Mario and Luigi?
Yes.
And I started hitting on a girl. Well, I wasn't hitting.
Give us the background to your disastrous Halloween story.
No, I mean, I don't remember... God, this was a while ago. I don't even remember what my... Oh, yes!
I'll go last.
I was Richard Roper. You were Roger Ebert.
God, oh, I forgot we did that costume
set. And nobody
set.
Got that, except everybody got Roger Ebert, but...
God, was... Wow. My life is so horrible.
That was hella lame.
Did I? That's
dude, it
right.
was funny.
And I dumped like baby powder in my hair to go gray.
Yeah, it was great.
And I gained like 50 pounds for the role.
Oh, yeah.
And never lost them.
For the role.
I don't think you gained quite enough, but.
Yeah, I do remember. Oh, my God.
I thought it was pretty funny, but I don't know how many people.
Whose party was that?
Some random people, man. Like, like an Alexandria or something, and I remember it was a contest. Like, so I was like, dude, we're gonna win.
Oh my god,
we had no shot.
What intellectual fruits we are!
Yeah, nobody got
Ebert
that.
And Roper.
And I think Mario and Luigi ended up winning the contest.
Yeah, no kidding.
As they should.
Pretty great.
Yeah, really, in the face of Ebert and Roper.
Yeah. I can't believe Ebert and Roper lost. You know, that's
god,
such a great reference. I mean, who dresses up as Ebert for Halloween? It's great.
The first.
But yeah, and I was saying something about how, and I started saying something about how that was a pretty great costume by Mario, and then I just was kind of drunk and I was going off on like, what's Luigi really do? Like, he doesn't have any defining characteristics. I never pick him when we, you know, in Super Mario Kart. And like, and I was talking to the broad who was dating Luigi or something, and she's like, Luigi's awesome! Shut up!
What
you
a
know?
Dumb.
Like, and she starts like getting all pissed at me because I was like, talking about
because she's dating the bass player
about Luigi.
She's dating the bass player.
she's dating Robin.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I'll maintain. I never got Luigi. Like, he's just there because you can't have Mario everywhere. You know, like, no one picks Luigi.
You?
He doesn't do anything special.
Well, it's such BS. Like, there's an Italian family with only two kids in it. Come on, you know, like 17 Mario Brothers out there.
Well, then you got Toad and stuff.
Well, Wario's a brother too.
Wow, this conversation.
Yeah. Oh, you mean this is getting chicks wet just as much as our
Mario?
Ebert and Roper costumes?
Yeah, let's rein it
in. Okay, just making sure.
I know some girls that would love the Ebert and Roper. Well, I don't know any.
Yeah, no.
Are they under?
I know of none.
Are they under 50? Okay. All right, who wants to go next? With I have a decent Halloween story, but who wants to go next? Who wants to keep the pace plotting?
I don't think I have any Halloween stories.
Really? Nothing?
I have a feeling you do.
No hooking up ever?
Oh, wait.
There we go. There we go.
It has to do with
there was
Jerome
this party at a girl's
Tyrone.
House, and
remember.
It was all girls.
I'm
sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so set the story. So, you're wearing what costume?
I was a Greek goddess.
Okay.
Not a bad. Slutty one. I was a pretty one.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Was there any leg or cleavage exposed?
Lots of cleavage, no leg.
There you go.
Not
that qualifies.
You're classy, classy slutty goddess.
So Jamal.
Okay.
It was his
for listeners. There's like there's kind of from Veronica's past, like two guys that you were really into for a long time, right?
Yes.
And they kind of when one would skip out, one would enter the picture, and vice versa.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is Jerome.
This is one of the two's party.
The first one.
Okay.
Two code for 20.
And I still loved like him. Shush. I still loved him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But the week before the party.
That means he could have just said, bend over, and you'd be like, okay.
Shush.
Okay, Zeus.
The week before, I started hanging out with his buddy who was in town.
Mm-hmm.
So we hung out a couple nights before the party, and our costumes kind of matched. He was a Greek god. It was funny. But we're at the party, and we're drinking, obviously.
Of course.
I think every drink that I was made of a different kind of liquor.
Okay.
So his other friend, who I thought was really cute, was at the party.
Ooh.
Ooh. So you're not dating this love
I'm
of yours at the time.
I'm not dating any of them.
But you got feelings for him.
Yes.
Now, when you see another guy,
Oh,
wow.
And
she's passionate about something on the show. I'm scared.
I come downstairs because he likes to say that he had no feelings for me at all.
What are you doing
over there,
Josh?
I don't know.
I come downstairs in my costume.
One out, kill time.
Shut up. Listen to me.
Okay.
I quit you.
No, you come downstairs. I'm listening.
In my costume.
In your costume.
And he's like, we're this equal distance apart.
Okay.
He looks at
so
me.
So for the listeners at home, we're like 5 feet apart.
Yeah. And I look at him, and he looks at me, and he whispers, beautiful.
Okay.
And I'm thinking in my
head, that's gay.
I hate you.
God, that's gay.
I hate you, right?
Beautiful.
And then we're all getting drunk. We're all getting
wasted.
Wait
a minute. Okay, this is one of those things where that did a little something for you, right? Because he delivered it with a straight face.
Of course.
Oh, God. See, if I saw a chick I wanted to do.
Oh, he was there with his new girlfriend.
That's classy.
That was awesome, right? His girlfriend's standing next to him. He looks at me and says, beautiful. Jerk. Anyways, so of course I'm thinking, perfect opportunity to get wasted. So he and the friend that
well,
I've been talking
to. Well, what's your plan at
before,
that point in the night?
I had no plan.
See, I think you had some kind of plan.
I had absolutely
the instant
no plan.
He was there with a girlfriend and
no,
liquor
I had
enters
no plan.
The picture, you're like, I am going to bang the biggest dude here.
No, I had
exactly.
no plan.
I'm going to get
no
so railed out.
Listen. So
I'm going to get my Adam's apple bruised.
No.
Wait, you don't have
so
one.
So I end up hanging out with his other friend.
All right.
Who I kind of liked from previous times.
So girls can like multiple men. How interesting. How fascinating.
Shush.
It's never happened in my life.
So we all get wasted and we end up going to a couple of bars.
Okay.
And his friends are like buying me shot after shot of tequila. I am wasted.
Mm-hmm.
So of course.
I'm kind of getting turned on. Like you're talking,
talking
about wearing something
friend.
Revealing. You're
Listen,
wasted.
Stop it.
Is anyone else a little puffed
so
up?
So his other friend who
puffed
he went
up.
To the cat.
Notice I'm staying here quietly, like you dog.
Yeah.
I'm just left on.
John should follow your example.
No, I'm playing along. I'm interested in this story.
Okay,
can
so
I celebrate that?
One of his friends, who happened to be a girl,
and
I were walking to the bar together, and she said, it's obvious how much she still cares about you. It's obvious. So I'm thinking, and I turned into a dumb, drunk, crying girl.
So you're already, you're drunk.
Drunk.
You're showing skin. He's there with his new girl. What's the new girl look like, by the way? No, descriptions.
Butterface.
Okay.
She was a butterface.
So she at least had a good bod.
Great body.
Nice.
Whoa. Hot mess.
What was the costume?
Slutty cop.
Nice.
Slutty cop.
Yeah,
standard.
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah. So.
It works.
So, I'm wasted.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling me I'm beautiful. His friends are telling me that it's obvious how much he still cares
mm-hmm.
about me. His other friend that I've been talking to the week before said, well, I could never talk to you before because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, what does all of this mean? So, of course, he and I are talking later in the night. I start crying. He starts doing one of these where he's wiping my tears away with his thumb.
Whoa.
Never do that unless you love the girl.
Yeah,
never
no kidding.
Do that.
Oh, that's
never
like.
Never do that.
I don't know
so
if I would do that
I
if I did love the girl.
So what
like
do I do?
Wash my hands afterwards. sorry. I'm going.
You're single, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
honestly.
There you go. Okay.
Like she'd be crying in front of you. You're like, sorry. You got any napkins around here?
So we go back to the house and everybody crashes. And yeah. My memory stopped at this point. Apparently, I got a little sick. Mm-hmm. He was taking care of me, put me upstairs in the guest room.
According to Howard Stern, that is the easiest in like Flynn move. If a chick's vomiting, hold her hair back, and the instant she empties out, you got it.
Well, listen to what I do.
That's just Howard Stern,
you are,
man.
So disgusting.
I'm sorry.
So my classy self goes downstairs, and I grab his friend.
Okay.
Like, come up with me.
Yeah. After you're emptied out.
I don't remember anything else after that.
Oh, I can remember it a little. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's my Halloween story.
You woke up with the costume off, right?
The costume ended up being thrown away.
Oh, wow.
Lewinsky.
Yeah, man.
What?
Lewinsky, a little DNA evidence there. You wake up to him burning
it in a
trash can.
No, this didn't happen. That's not why. But
okay.
It ended up changing.
So basically you hooked up with a friend of a guy that...
you wanted to do.
That I loved, yes.
You still love him?
No.
Okay, we finally moved on.
Hell no.
That was fodder for so many early shows.
Oh my God, no. You know what? I saw him a while ago, and I just thought, why? Why?
I like when you get to that point.
Did I spend so much energy on you?
I like when you get to that point with a girl, and then like maybe years down the pike, she tries to start it up again, but you've moved on, so now you're in the position of power.
Mm-hmm.
It's always refreshing.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to tell them, no.
No, it's nice to say yes and get them to do demeaning things for you.
You're sick.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, that's my lame Halloween story. That's the only one I have.
Okay, Joel.
Oh, no.
Your story of shame. Trick or treat. Give me something good to eat. Come on. Cough it up.
First of all, I just want to say that holidays and me don't
Halloween's
mix.
Not a holiday.
It's kind of a holiday.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
If there's any kind
of... Do you get a day off work?
It doesn't matter if you're celebrating something. If there's any form of celebration.
No day off work.
So you're celebrating slutty costumes?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. It's a great thing to celebrate.
Anyways, every holiday, whether it's 4th of July, New Year's, Halloween, St. Patrick's Day, usually about 90% of the time, it just goes horribly for me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. The only Halloween that I really remember was, I believe it was like the day before, 2 days before, this girl that I was going out with at the time. This is my...
How old were you?
It's freshman year of college.
You're 18, 19.
18, yeah.
You don't even have hair on the peaches.
Not quite. So...
So you're seeing this girl. Where are you going to school?
Old Dominion down in good old Norfolk.
And you met this girl?
Yeah.
You met this girl at the Odu or somewhere else? Or?
No, I'd met her at my synagogue
back here
in Nova. She
is
was
this a J-date story?
No J-date story.
That's later in the show.
Yeah, later I get to
keep
embarrass myself.
Keep your facts
myself.
Straight.
So, anyways, we had started dating right around when I left for school, which is never a good idea anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
And for whatever reason, I was, you know, really kind of getting into her.
Dude, you're 18. You don't know any better.
Exactly.
You're just like, vagina. And
pretty much.
Yeah.
And so, long story short, she dumps me like a couple days before Halloween.
Okay.
And
you're a hot mess. This is probably like, what, your first serious girlfriend?
No.
Second.
No.
But at that age, anytime you're getting regular sex and it's cut off or you like the someone and it's cut off, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I was really into her at the time.
45, you'll be go nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, it really messed with me and it was, you know, Halloween's, you know, a day or two later and my two roommates who are coincidentally like my two best friends even to this day.
Okay.
They're like, you know, come on.
I'm hurt. I thought you were in a room with your three best friends right now. Go on.
Working there.
Okay.
So they're like, come out, have a good time, forget about her, let's just get wasted and have a good time. We're going to hang out with some of the girls, you know, we've been hanging out with from freshman year. And,
ODU overall good pool of scooch?
Terrible, actually.
Okay.
Horrible.
Not good.
I'll explain that later.
You guys, you can get in on this talk a little bit. You don't have to just text away or...
I'm texting.
Veronica's giving me the sex eyes right now.
I'm listening intently.
I'm trying to.
Not the good sex eyes. The is this over sex eyes.
It's almost over. So long story short, I'm too depressed to go out. I stay home like a loser playing video games.
Dude, I do that like every other Halloween. Go on.
Yeah.
And
seriously.
Of course, my two roommates come back with girls.
Yeah.
And you know we're living in a triple, so I'm just sitting there like. Yeah.
So you had to hold the camera.
Not so much.
Held the camera.
It was a poor decision. I was a little bitter.
Okay.
Hey, get in here, man. We've got a camera for you.
Yeah, exactly. This is a good angle.
Yeah, so that was my one memorable Halloween, which is depressing and pathetic, actually.
God damn, yeah.
That's your most
That's a terrible story.
I don't...
Well, I totally thought that.
Holidays for me, like, I either just don't do them or they just don't mix or something goes wrong.
I have so many holidays where I'm
making it for this year, though.
Sat home and done. Like, this year, I have to work through Halloween. My only story for this year's Halloween is I took my cat to the vet, spent $500 I wasn't expecting to spend, called my mom up, asked where is the candy hidden, and I ate an entire bag of Reese's Cups, like in about 12 hours, about 30 cups.
Reese's Cups.
Yeah, best thing ever. My Halloween story, mine is about 2 years ago. This is when I was a semi-normal human being. I worked 9 to 5. I was not trying radio yet. I had girls over to a house that wasn't my mother's. God, my life was like a fantasy. I look back at that. I should have had the Hef jacket on. That's how much of a Mac I was.
Do you have any photographic evidence of any of this?
Yeah, I do, man. My MySpace used to be dedicated to proving I was like a normal person.
You'll have to give this to me later.
Yeah, yeah. The Facebook kind of has a few pictures of me with friends here and there. Like
Friends is one thing. You're painting a whole different picture here.
Oh, no, I was I was quite the man about town for about 6 months. And then I just got sick of it. I was like, this isn't me. And I just stopped going out and started looking at a lot of porn again. But I was out and I figured, hey, all the girls dressed very scandalously on Halloween. What a great time to get out and go out with my friends. You know, any friend you find attractive, get them out. You're going to see them in their skank-ass costume. You'll go out, drink, maybe you'll get with another girl, maybe you won't, but you'll come home with your friend and maybe something happens there. So why are you shaking your head, Veronica?
Because
it's not like I disrespect people. I genuinely like these people.
Your
They're my friends.
Should be to wipe
you just
tears from
sleep with all of them.
I
at least one of them. It'd be a start.
You can't deny that. Something wrong with that.
He can't.
If you've got an attractive friend, I don't see anything wrong with sleeping with them.
Do you seriously think about wanting to sleep with all of your attractive friends?
Joel?
I mean, it's going to cross your mind at some point.
You better look out, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
What else are you going to do with them? Talk?
I mean, like, if you get along...
What a concept! My gosh!
Well, if you get along... Okay, here's how I view it. You get along with them, and you're attracted to each other.
Why would you be attracted to each other? Why can't you just be friends? Well, somebody can be attractive without being attracted to them.
I
agreed.
Could, I guess, man. I mean, it happens once in a blue moon. I'll meet someone who's attractive-ish, and we're like almost like brother and sister.
Like me and you.
So I
you
can't,
don't think about me like that.
Man, after that story you told last week, like, I don't know if you can like make such statements.
Well, yeah, I would
what
say at
story?
The get-go I did, and then for a while I didn't. And then, like, during the show, you'll say scandalous stuff, so maybe I'll get a little something going then. But after the show, you're in the clear.
God.
You're safe after the
you're
show.
You're in the clear. It's yeah. Safety.
Like, if we were to do it for a bit for the show, that'd be funny to me.
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry, that bit's never
okay.
going to happen.
Okay, just...
Kind of like
oh my God.
Like Guns N' Roses songs.
You really thought he'd never thought about you at least a couple times.
Yeah.
Really.
Every
man thinks about every chick at least in passing once. I could watch an episode of Golden Girls and be like, Blanche, maybe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
In theory.
Thank you. This is like Jerry.
Blanche? Which one's Blanche?
The slutty
the
one.
Hot one.
Go figure.
This is like Jerry Maguire, where Jerry stands up and he says, "Who's with me?" And I just found my Renee Zellweger over there. Thank you, Rich.
By
you
the way, Renee Zellweger might not think about it with her.
She's disgusting.
Yeah, I find her pretty.
Why is she disgusting?
She has the weirdest features.
Yeah,
she has really tiny features. Very tiny.
She looks like a shrunken head. I find her grody.
I think she's pretty. Sometimes her face just looks swollen to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she got an Ike Turner treatment. I will give you that. But yeah, I think about doing everyone. Pretty much.
Like sex is the normal human way to relate biologically and stuff. I mean,
I get it. I agree. Yeah. But I don't think about doing every guy that I see.
Chicks got to be picky.
I forget who makes this joke, but isn't it the saying that within 5 minutes a girl knows whether she's going to sleep with a guy ever or not?
Absolutely.
Right?
That's not a joke.
Five minutes.
So untrue.
Less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So untrue.
Oh, I've dug my way out of that cave many a time.
Such a delusion.
Dug my way out of that cave many a time.
No, it's true.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's true.
Yeah.
So wait, who was a couple, the power couple? Oh, yeah, Beyonce and Jay-Z. You think Beyonce was like, oh, I'm dreaming of marrying Jay-Z.
Marriage is different, though.
Yeah, marriage.
Dude, they were dating for a while. Like, come on. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
if you're a chick, can you imagine Jay-Z going down on you, looking down and seeing that face there? I'd make
him wear.
Dude,
I just got a horrible mental.
Yeah, I'd make him wear.
I like Jay-Z. What's wrong with Jay-Z?
I'd make him wear a turban of $100 bills if he were going anywhere near my junk. If I were a chick.
Really? You don't think he's like even somewhat attractive?
Is it just because you're not
attractive because he's like a successful?
Is it no? Is it because, Veronica, that you're overall not into black dudes that you think Jay-Z could be mildly attractive? Because like there's tons of attractive black guys out there. Jay-Z's disgusting as F.
I don't think he's that bad.
He's got no chin. He looks like a Simpsons character. It's just it's lips into trachea.
You just can't see it with his lips.
Jigga.
No,
I like the lips. They look fun.
What's my name?
God.
Wow, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z worked a floor above me when I was at Universal. Totally wanted to stalk him. I didn't, though.
Okay, this is better than any Halloween story. Veronica's got it for Jay-Z.
When the Remy's in the system.
What other brothers stir the pot of Veronica?
It kind of grosses me out when he tries to defend Kanye West. I will tell you that.
Do you like Kanye?
Absolutely not.
See, I think Kanye is much better looking than Jay-Z.
No, that guy's personality makes me want to punch him in the face. He is not attractive. He is disgusting. He is a vile human being.
Because he said something bad about Taylor Swift?
He didn't just say something bad about...
I just listened to his album.
He's a D-bag.
I haven't been in the country, so I just listened to his music.
Okay.
He called himself the voice of our generation.
He's a dick.
Seriously?
He's a dick.
Why?
And I hate him because he's successful, but he's a dick.
I like him, man.
He's a huge dick.
He's a heck of a music producer.
He's my brother.
He's a dick. He's a
tremendous. Yo, Kanye,
but no. We're on.
I like his music.
Okay, look. As long as I've known Veronica, Veronica's just into like the Hitler Youth looking military boy. So I want to list.
Oh my God! Guess what?
What?
There's this guy.
Okay, what's his name?
No, I'm not gonna tell you his name.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna tell you how I know him, but he has kind of become my new bar. He's gorgeous. He's like 6'3".
Your new bar?
Yeah, you know the new standard.
Oh, okay.
6'3", 35, successful, gorgeous, beautiful. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, yes.
But does he have a radio show?
No, listen. I'm thinking,
gay.
Finally, he's not in the military. He wasn't in the military. Uh-huh. Sweet. I'm moving on. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
He's gay. You
talking to him the other day?
No,
listen.
It's just over and over.
Yeah. He's gay.
No.
Bi curious.
Not gay, okay. Trust me. He does have a girlfriend, though, and that kind of sucks.
Okay.
I find out the other day.
The girlfriend's name is what, Tom?
No, I don't know. Okay. Shut up! I find out the other day he was in the Navy.
There you go.
Go figure.
With
it's
his
like
fellow
the
man.
Radar.
So he really is gay.
Yeah.
He's in the Navy.
I have two brothers in the Navy. Should we have this conversation?
Well, I don't know. Is that like a standard joke that like Navy is gay? Or
no.
Okay. Kind of is.
Is this just because of YMCA? I don't know.
No.
In the Navy?
I'll defend you here in the extended Rick James interview. On the Chappelle Show DVD, he mercilessly tears into Charlie for being, as Rick puts it, in the Navy.
Yeah, see, I mean, I thought that was like a joke. Like, it's a stupid joke, but it's a joke. Like, in the Navy is like code for gay, you know, just because of the song.
Well, not just...
But the bear
that
is all
pissed. The lamest joke.
It's not just code... It's like...
I've ever heard.
The whole thing is they get to see, and after a while... Everything looks beautiful
to you.
Right,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, you know.
It's like prison. It's like prison.
Exactly. It's 100% like prison. There's a great Simpsons line about that with
the
old
that
sea
there
captain.
Are girls allowed on ships now?
Okay, well, now everyone's straight in the Navy, I guess. And they're just some really, really sore women.
Don't ask, don't tell.
But the old sea captain on The Simpsons gets tossed a play dude. You know, the Simpsons version of Playboy, and he goes, "Yar, this will keep my men from resorting to homosexuality." And there's a pause, and he says, 4 or 5 minutes. It's just kind of, I thought it happened. If you weren't
sensitive about this issue.
She's big in the military, man.
That's weird.
No, not she's, really anymore.
She's a USO really? Package.
Whoa.
I love you.
Crickets.
I love you.
What's a USO package? Is it like the strippers that go to like entertain the army?
Well, USO is like a whole... What does it stand for, Veronica?
It's like what Bob Hope did, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like care packages for the troops. Mm. What?
Military guys, that's weird. Well, they look good in uniform and all that
Yeah,
stuff,
yeah. No, they're fine. Upstanding.
They massacre people. That's
stable.
Hot.
What?
Stable.
But Army's killed.
Oh, we do not.
I gotta
go
be
there.
Nice for like 20 seconds here. Start. Come on, boys, help me shovel out of here. Shovel out of this rut. Come on.
No. It's fun watching you drive by yourself.
Why? Oh yeah, because I don't squirm and get sweaty enough in my day to day life. I need to do it. I need to do it in my hour Fortress of Solitude, the one time where I'm kind of something, a little bit. On public
access
radio.
I wanted to brag about my Halloween costume the last time I went to a Halloween party with you at our friend Jerry's.
What was your costume?
I was the first person to be Borat.
Okay.
For Halloween.
Before the movie. I'll give you that.
Before the movie.
Before
like
the movie.
2 years before the movie. I just want to brag about that.
Okay.
Now it's like if someone showed up at the party Borat costume, they'd be like super lame, right?
Yeah, this year you'd be
and
Bruno.
I was pretty awesome.
And that's what's funny, because Bruno is about a gay dude. You're not going to see any Bruno costumes.
Yeah, not at all.
No one's going to have the nads to rock Bruno. God, that would be a funny costume, though.
Maybe in DuPont Circle.
Oh, yeah, the gay guys, every third one's Bruno. But
I don't know, but that's not really funny, though. It's just like...
It's just kind of asking
Halloween
for
costume.
It.
That's like, you know, I'm out tonight.
What are you dressing up as this year?
I'm not dressing up. What am I? I'm 28 years old.
I'm dressing up, and I'm 28 years old.
I don't know.
My costume's awesome.
I haven't celebrated Halloween in
like
4 years.
Well, Joel's kind of getting back to normalcy. Like, you have to understand, yeah. Joel's recovering from where we are.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Joel's on the upswing.
Maybe next year I'll have a Halloween
Like,
costume.
Joel, if you want to know, after the show last week, he called to invite us out, and I had to explain that we were sitting around playing Magic the Gathering on our computers until 10 at night. And then what did we do after playing Magic the Gathering on a Saturday night?
Make out?
No.
Well, your friend Harmon, man, he's like, I don't know, he's like worse than us, though. Because he just, because we were kind of like lured, like thinking maybe we'll go out, you know? And it was just like not even like an inkling of desire to leave his apartment.
I'll be honest.
On a Saturday night.
That's kind of why I hang with Harmon, because then I can get him to be the agent of my agenda.
Right.
Because I don't want to go out either. But then I can be like, well, I fought.
You would seriously rather stay in and play video games than go out.
No, they weren't even playing video games.
They're playing Magic.
They're playing Magic the Gathering.
Can
we just call it a video game? And you know,
picture Lord of the Rings and poker having a baby and then pinning on it. That's Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
It's very poker.
Yeah.
It's very pokerish.
More poker, yeah.
Do we need to have an intervention?
No.
I was trying to get him out.
Personally, I just don't have the money to go out.
You didn't need money. Where do we go?
I always spend money when I go out. That's the thing. Like, I know, like, myself, I'm like an alcoholic, except only when I, like...
I was at my sister's boyfriend's little small, like, house party get-together. There was no cost.
Oh, really? Dude, you didn't tell me that, John.
I thought he was going out. I thought you were going out.
We were considering going to the bars in Arlington.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And I was like, no, Arlington bars, pain.
I'm so sick of Arlington.
Word up.
Well, it depends on where you're going.
So sick.
Respect.
Respect.
So sick of Arlington.
I mean, are you going to Clarendon Ballroom? Because I can't stand that place.
I haven't been there in like 2 years. I won't go.
That place is like Fisher Price, my first club.
Dude, let's go to Carpool.
I mean,
I like Carpool. I don't mind Carpool.
There's only really one place I enjoy, and it's Whitlow's, and there's a couple other small places.
Well, they shut down. Last time,
Whitlow's, and I like Carpool.
When I was here, living here before, they had like the beer pong place, which was kind of fun.
Dreamos.
And now it's like shut down, right?
Yeah, it's gone. They took it down.
Okay, look. Here's my beef with going out in general. I'm going to just lay it out there. Beef number one.
Lay it out there, John. Lay it out there.
First of all,
brother.
Yes, let's compare the pros and cons of going out and then the pros and cons of staying in and playing what?
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering.
Right.
Woo!
Invented by Richard Garfield in 1993. Magic the Gathering began.
You don't need to affect a nerdy voice when you're saying like the nerdiest thing possible. It's like... You could be talking like freaking Luther Vandross and you'll sound nerdy, so.
Okay.
Don't make it worse.
You mean James Earl Jones could be like Magic the Gathering?
And... That's a good James Earl Jones.
Well, thank you.
Solid.
Okay. The first thing about going out costs money. Cost money sucks.
I'm a girl. I don't know how that.
And
exactly. Everyone pays for your drinks.
And if you actually make friends with bartenders or know people that actually work at places, you can maybe drink for free sometimes or on the very cheap.
That's thinking outside the box.
That has never happened to me.
Or pre-gaming.
Yeah.
Do you have tits? Like, how do you do that without tits?
I have two different bars in D.C. where I can drink for free.
Dude, that's all. We need to hang out with this guy.
I know. He's good stuff.
I did get a free shot in New York once. Because I was like, I was all proud of that for like a week afterwards. It's like, I got a free shot. You know, this girl gave me a free shot. I never get free drinks from bars. I don't know.
Oh my God. My friend and I, before the Army Navy game, went to this bar in Baltimore.
See, it's so different for a woman. Listen to this.
9 free shots.
Listen to this
he
crap.
He just came over.
Do we need
it
to get into why?
It was 8:30 in the morning, and he said, hey, I'm trying some new drinks.
8:30 in the morning.
We got this new stuff.
Jeez.
Before the game, we were pre-gaming.
Oh, okay.
And he just shot after shot. Here, try this. Here, girls, I need you to name this one. Here, try this, try this. We were so wasted. It's 9 o'clock in the
morning. Women just live in a different world.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, no wonder they all love going out. It's just an army of guys that want to F them, which inflates their ego.
And free drinks.
And they pay for nothing. Like, okay, you know what your experience going out is? That's the opposite of my experience. It's just 2 hours of no one wants to jump my bones, and I pay for everything. Son of a
caller.
When you don't go out, you have 0% chance of you
like
that.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Hello, caller.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
Oh, the old caller. Tough but fair.
It's Leo, man.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, dude, what's up, Leo?
It's been a long time.
What's up? I saw your Facebook thing.
I figured that would give it away, man. What are your plans for the night?
I'm going to Alice Morgan for some free happy hour for 3 hours, so that's going to be pretty
See, Leo's a pretty girl. Leo's a pretty girl.
He is a pretty girl.
Nah, man, me and Mel broke up.
No, I just meant you're getting drinks, man.
Oh, yeah.
They called you a pretty girl.
Yeah, you're getting treated like a pretty girl.
No, he's pretty. Oh, yeah. He's pretty.
Thank you. I am pretty, actually. All right, man, I just wanted to holler and talk to you for a second.
Some old-time stuff. All right, man, take it easy.
All right, bye.
There's a flashback.
Yeah.
Leo is the snorer. It took me like 8 weeks to figure out that was Leo. I just had a snoring caller.
Oh, did he just call in and snore for like...
Like, the whole last year, I would get this snore, and I was like, who the hell is that? And then one time it dawned on me, the phone actually has caller ID. And I was like, son of a bitch. And I looked at the... And then I come home, and like, I tried to play it cool for about 3 hours, just staring at him. Finally, I was like, I know it's you.
That's pretty funny.
Okay. Getting back to why I don't want to go out, it's 3 hours of staring at women I'd like to F, but I see no opening to talk to them because I hate myself, and why would they want to talk to me? And
nothing we can do about that.
It's only funny to me.
All right. Hang on. I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
When you go out,
yeah.
Do you have any kind of game plan in mind or like...
No.
I think it's best not to have game plans.
I'm not
every
saying
time
you
I go
need to have like
plan,
a set
I'm
plan,
sad
but
at
I'm
the
saying
end
do you like go with like a group of friends?
I go with a group of friends all the time, so I have someone else to talk to about how much our night sucks.
All right. And in that group, is there
that
like...
Wow, that positive energy.
And
really
if one of
the
friends has any success with a woman, he'll just like knock it and be like, oh, she's so drunk.
I will not knock it. I C-blocked you one time from banging a 5 during a Yankees game.
Yeah.
That's it. And it wasn't active C-blocking. You just wanted me to come in and wingman with another ugly pig.
5.5.
Yeah. You keep saying that. Had a face like a kabuki mask. Gross pig.
5.75, maybe.
She's disgusting. You had sailor's eyes on. But yeah, so for me, it's
sailor's
a negative
eyes.
Experience every
Navy.
Time. I hate being hungover. God damn it. Who keeps...
Dude, calling is good.
Yeah, get on. What's up?
Yo, I just want to give a shout out to my cone girl, Diana Tillery. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to D.
All right, and that's it. I'll stop calling.
All right, Leo.
All right, peace.
Why are you so mean to callers?
Alrighty then.
They interrupt the awesome flow of this awesome show.
Yeah, yeah.
So much going on here.
I like the snoring.
Anyways, you're talking about
your
depressing
like
going out habits.
Yeah, it's just nothing ever. I don't think I've ever just pulled random bar ass. Anyone I've ever effed was like someone I met at work
or
a friend of a friend or I got it off MySpace or
you know
something.
What? I actually,
you're just not trying hard enough.
I've only hooked up with one girl from a bar.
I mean, women are there to hook up. I mean, that's, you know.
No, not always.
Half
maybe,
the time,
but,
we just want to throw our pocketbook and shoes in the center and dance and annoy you guys.
Pretty much.
Well, you should flaunt. You're just not unwilling to take advantage of drunk girls. You should put it in a
Yeah, I'm sorry. Way. I'm sorry. I have a stitch of moral fiber.
You have
fiber.
Too many ethics. You know?
Yeah,
okay,
I know.
But
you wouldn't expect
what?
It.
Did he seriously just say that?
Oh, he's like my brother. You need to see the two of them. Like, they would be an awesome tandem of hunting hounds if it came to drunk women that were like, this close to giving
Dude,
it up.
Every guy, like, you don't hook up with girls on like the first night unless they're drunk. I mean, that's just like
yeah. And I feel
why not
very,
actually
very,
like,
unless you're actually paying. I mean, that's just like how it works.
I feel queasy about doing that. I'm sorry. Like, I cannot bang drunk girls.
I actually don't feel great about it.
You ever
either.
Try the classic get their number and then ask them out for like you know.
You can't. They've sobered up by the time you call back.
I've got a lot of wrong numbers in my life.
Man. Yeah.
Am I the only one?
They really, realize their mistake by the time they sober up.
You've gotten the rejection hotline, haven't you?
I've gotten, like, okay, once I got a number, and this girl was really beautiful. I was like in love with this girl when I was.
So she was a six.
And then the next day, I was like, I remember like really being into her. I called and like a dude answers the phone.
Oh,
and I'm like,
brutal.
I think this is like a cell phone number, you know?
What a dagger.
So I'm like, okay, hello, you know? And I guess the dude was just like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And I think I called again, and it was like a dude on the voicemail or something. So I was like, oh, I just gave up. You know, I don't know.
Wow, maybe you're hitting on a guy. Maybe you just didn't know it.
Really, really good looking guy.
Yeah. But no, I don't see it.
We need to, so much to get to, so much to get to.
So much, there's so much show left, Robin.
We need
to
get to the CD.
Dude, we got 20 minutes. All right, we can do another 5 minutes of self-loathing. I mean, it's a topic we don't cover enough on the show.
Yeah.
Well, you're self-loathing.
Yeah, my self-loathing. Rich has self-loathing. You two like each other. It's a nice little compare and contrast, you know, a little balance. But yeah, I see no end game where I'm successful. My job sucks. I don't make money. I'm currently at home. Don't like the way I look. I'm short. Yeah. Go on about what else I should hate in my looks. Go on.
No, I mean, I feel you on the short thing, but
yeah.
Yeah, the short thing's
I don't think it's that bad.
How tall are you?
I don't even.
I'm like 5'9" on a good day, and I think I'm down to 5'8" from like doing squats and stuff. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've shrunk.
I think I'm maybe half.
Oh, squats shrink you?
I think they compress your spine, dude. Yeah,
that's horrible. I'm never doing a squat again.
Well, that's the one thing.
I'm never touching that.
That's the one thing that brings me joy in life: lifting. Like, that's the one thing I can go out and do that makes me happy.
Man, if it made me taller, it'd make me happy.
Like, for a dorky guy, I'm actually pretty good at lifting. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fairly strong. Why are you... No one did laugh at that. Never mind. I was like so in a defensive pose after making that statement. No one did come at me.
Well, I mean, I can't really...
There's no reason to knock a man when he's down.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's like...
I hit 140 on the bench.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm flexing, radio people.
I don't see an end game where things work out when going out. Or if they do, like if I do get a number, then I have those disastrous dates after the fact. It's just things are painfully awkward.
As my grandma said... You never meet anyone interesting after 11.
Yeah.
11's kind of cutting it early, but
yeah.
Maybe she said midnight. No, I think she said 11.
No, it's nothing good happens after 2.
Oh, yeah, nothing good happens after 2.
Oh, man. God.
That's true.
I need that tattooed on my chest, man.
Like Chris Rock saying, why you got ATMs 24/7? Who's taking money out of 2:30? It ain't good.
Your opinions, Veronica? Your thoughts?
I like tall guys.
There and that's it.
We didn't need to hear that.
And you're done.
Yeah. Discussion over.
Tall.
And that is why I don't go
every
out.
Every tall guy I know, like, hates that he's tall. Like,
oh, you are so full.
They're always complaining about it. And I'm always like,
oh, no, no,
dude,
he's right.
Shut up.
Joking.
No, he's right. They all bitch about it. They reap the benefit. It's like a really hot girl bitching about, like, oh, I hate him, so attractive. People don't take me seriously.
I punched him
I've
at
never
tall
heard,
guy.
I've never heard a tall guy.
They're like, yeah, I can't hear the conversations below me. And I'm just like,
people make fun of me for being tall. Wow. It's like,
you're joking.
People make fun of my 10-inch pole.
Yeah.
Girls say, it hurts so much, daddy.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
All this.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've actually been friends with guys who are like 6'4", 6'5", and they like hate it.
I love that. That is my favorite.
Why are you on the show? This used to be my happy place. God, it's like I've defiled it. It's like I just took a syringe of AIDS blood and was like, why not? Might as well.
Might as well.
You know I love
you. I know.
As a buddy.
Yeah. The way you love your kid brother.
That's familiar nice. Gut punch of shame and humiliation.
Yeah. Here it comes. Where are you, sample?
The familiar gut punch of pain and confusion is back. Hello, old friend.
There you go.
This is a show that I finally got John into.
Oh, it's called Peep Show. It's the best.
You just need to date short girls.
I can't.
Short girls?
Okay.
Like
how tall can I date?
How tall are you?
Let's say 5'9".
Go up to 5'6".
What's your salary?
You can probably find a girl who's 5'6", 5'7", who would consider it.
Okay,
but
cool.
She would never be able to wear heels around you.
Yeah.
And for me... that's a no-go. I got to wear my 4-inch heels, and you still have to be taller than me.
Hey,
should
do like the president of France and wear heels around her.
Yeah.
He's dating like a tall model chick. He's like, he's exactly my height, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not proud of that.
God bless him.
I'm not proud of that. But yeah, he's my height, and he has to wear like heels and stuff.
Wow.
So he doesn't like appear too short
next
to Obama.
I don't go. I've hooked up with taller than 5'7". I've hooked up with like 6 foot chicks before, like 6'1".
And you were loving it, weren't you?
It was weird.
It's weird. Hooking up with a girl taller than you is weird.
I felt like a National Geographic where you see like a tiny toad on top of the massive like she toad. You know, it's like or like praying mantises do it. It was. You definitely need to get them on the bed fast before things get super awkward.
Alcohol helps.
Oh, no, they were sober. They just kind of had my personality. They hated themselves, too.
Oh, God, they sound like winners.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Dude, play another the clip where he talks about girls who hate themselves, so you probably don't have it.
Well, there's tons of stuff. Hold on.
Oh, my God. There she is. Lovely Sally Slater.
This is 15
I
seconds.
I should speak to her. But what the hell can I say? Anything that doesn't mention I masturbate over her memory is probably good. I mean, I think that's a compliment, but women just don't seem to want to hear it.
Show,
what is this show?
Is that season 4?
I need to hear this.
It's
watch it.
That one is season 4. Yeah, it's just a British comedy called Peep Show, and every episode is on YouTube. Like, just look up YouTube or Peep Show season 1.
See, I think I've now gotten like a dozen people into it.
Well, you can add me now.
Look it up, man. It's solid.
There's a time where he's hooking up with a girl, and he's just not rising to the occasion, if you will, and she will not have any of it, and we finally get this golden line.
Please don't touch my floppy cock.
That's how he ends the evening.
Seriously, have you
Please
guys
don't
ever...
touch my floppy cock.
Have you guys really had a girl get mad at you about that? I mean... I don't get mad about that. Like, well, there's not
It's happened
weird.
In my entire career. It's happened, I think, twice, but it was like two girls in a row within a week.
Ugh. Oh, that's
you
rough.
You are such a slut.
I wasn't that week.
You hooked up with the same girl in the same 30 or what?
No, it was two different girls
in the same
week. It was like a week to 10 days.
You whore.
And I was like, "Oh, am I going gay or something like that? What's wrong here?"
Maybe you were going gay.
You were psyching yourself out. You couldn't believe you had two different sexuality girls in one week.
Yeah. It was a lot of them, man. It was a lot. I think it was actually there's a little booze in the mix, but there comes a
booze
time.
Will
booze,
kill it.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I think
it was one or the other.
We had with all of
I
them.
I like the other.
I know with one girl. I think one of them we had fooled around. Like, it was literally, I like to mess around and not actually get to business. We probably fooled around 3 hours or something like that. And by the time.
That's lame. Yeah, see, that's bad.
Oh, okay,
too.
Hang on.
That's bad too.
Did you have the blue ball syndrome where by the time, like.
Oh, yeah. It had retracted on itself.
I have this nerdy friend who has an equation for it. Like, time spent drinking times time spent making out or something. Like you
if
have to hit the threshold.
If your friend has time to think of an equation for that, he's playing too much.
Magic the Gathering.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. I don't know if you know.
Please don't touch my floppy cock.
And
No, there's like a time window that you have to like be within, and if you go like before or after it, well, mostly after it, you know, it's too late.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's that.
Too much time making out.
And then the second
women
go around.
Shouldn't you have figured out at some point that you're just not going to get laid? Like, it's just going
to
be making
well,
out.
Well, I usually don't do that much teasing.
No, because there are women who like to make out for, like, hours and hours and hours. And like.
Well, no, this was the second.
Well, shit, they got needs, too.
I know, but I don't know. Or
your guy's a pee and needs to freaking make a move.
This was
that
one of those things.
That might be it.
Okay, I kind of have a timetable where
it's
like.
To me, though, too.
I've scooted it around, but basically I say, like, first date, either, like, nothing, maybe a little touching or kiss. Second date. If you didn't kiss first date, you're kissing second date, and that's your goal. And if you did kiss first date, second date, like, top comes off, and there's some of that.
The second date?
Yeah. And then the third date.
Slut.
I'm just saying you need sex by, like, fourth, fifth date or something like that. Third to fifth date.
It all depends.
But this girl kind of jumped the gun on me because we had been, like, kind of friends for a while. And so when we finally got down to business, it was, like, second time we hung out kind of as a datey thing. And it was the fooling around stage, and then all of a sudden she's finally like, okay, let's F. And I'm like, wow, I did not see that one coming. And so I kind of was not.
She asked, John, do you have something?
Yeah, she's
I love that question.
Do you have something?
Do you have something?
And I replied, yes, gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then,
like a disease?
Yeah. And then like a week later, it was another girl. I went out to a strip club with her. And a couple other friends.
Oh,
and,
that's always, yeah. That's,
yeah, and she got drunk and was actually dancing on stage and making cash. It was a good time.
And so now you can say what you said earlier.
About slut?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That would call for it.
Yeah. And then she crashed in my bed for like 2 hours. We woke up and like we'd never kissed or anything before this. And I just take a wing at it. I'm like, hey, let's F now. And she's like, okay. And it was so like you just don't expect it. It was like making a half court shot. And I could not, you know, I saw it going in and I somehow willed the ball to not go in the basket because I was like, I do not get lucky breaks like that. But yeah, really good looking girl. And I just throw it out there and like just with a smile and a lighthearted, yeah, it was to go down. And then like 30 seconds later, she's like, what's going on? This is horrible. And then she kind of turns away from me and like curls into the fetal position on her side of the bed. It was one of the better times
yeah,
of my life.
A girl does that,
I'm gonna cry.
Her alone.
Yeah.
Just stop.
I'm going to cry for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad.
That was a good one. And then...
man, I feel for you for that one.
Yeah. Then like a month later, it almost happened with another one. And I was like, screw this. I'm going to just chomp right through it. So I went sans Jimmy hat that time just to make sure things went down.
The Jimmy hat.
It can get in the way once in a while.
It really can.
Yeah.
Once in a while, you gotta risk it for the sake of your ego.
It really is bad.
And then she like broke it off about 3 weeks later after we had really effed up a storm. And so I had to stay friends with her, like kind of trying to talk to her for about 3 months just to make sure she wasn't pregnant.
Oh, God.
At least a month, yeah.
You're so paranoid about that.
Just had to make sure.
CD,
well,
man.
we can save the CD for next week. It's a timeless bit.
What's a CD? Because he's going to cry all about it.
Okay.
I'm already crying from his story.
We'll get it done. We'll get it done
well,
in 300 seconds.
And you're losing her, and she's our audience.
Me? Lose a woman? Okay.
Sounds like that's happened.
Rich, tell us very quickly. I was driving home with Rich last week, and he threw on a CD, and he explained it was a mix CD made by a man for him. And at first, I thought nothing of it. But then as the tracks progressed, first jokingly and then seriously, I said, Rich, you do realize that the man who made this CD for you wanted to give it to you. And he kind of laughed at first, but as the tracks went by, we kind of got an answer.
Let's hear. I'm excited. Let's hear.
Okay, here's
I was in an English class with him, and he was like in a band, or he was going to join my band. He was like, oh, I'm going to make you a CD of like songs I like or something, like songs you should be into.
Call back next week. We're playing tracks. All right. So here's track one. This is a man giving another.
It might be Luis, the weird guy.
Come on. Kick in. Oh, why they have not synced this stuff
While up? You're doing that, like get the caller. Oh, there you go.
Love and happiness.
This is what it opens with?
Yeah.
And you
have any
questions?
That's the first track, right?
Yeah. This is the first track.
No, but he like told me he was into like whatever, this Marvin Gaye or whatever. It's really good music, you know. And is it kind of like ironic, hip, like I'm into black music, you know, I'm like cool, check me out.
So track one.
He wasn't like effeminate or anything.
He's starting off with Al Green's Love and Happiness.
Oh, Al Green.
Go on to another track.
Okay. The second winner was track four, if I recall.
What's the second?
Here you go.
What?
Did he introduce them?
No. Oh, God.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
he might as well have left like a kiss print on it. Just listen to these lyrics.
Your eyes are all wet now.
You know, I don't know what this song is.
Lying.
I'm a sappy chick and I wouldn't give this to a guy. Was only
protecting yeah.
He really didn't seem gay, though.
Okay. And then I think he tries to swerve it out of Gayville with this number, which is Spock singing.
This one's awesome.
This is a hilarious song. I've never heard this one.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little
right,
hobbit.
Next.
What?
It's a song about Bilbo. Hold on, we'll get to the chorus.
In a hobbit hole, and everybody knows him, Bilbo. Bilbo Baggins is only.
How did this not make The Lord of the Rings?
Bravest
little hobbit of them all. Oh, son of a bitch. All right, here's track six. I'm going to get the caller. All right, caller, what's up? What's up, caller?
Hello, is this...
Oh, son of a bitch.
Hello, Luis.
She's on the camera. She's on the camera.
Oh,
you can take a look at her.
Yes, I can see her. She is a hot babe.
Oh, whoa. What's your name again, caller?
I have no name.
I want security to escort me to my car.
This is awesome.
He's anonymous.
Veronica is my babe.
Wow.
That is gold. All right, caller. Thank you.
Oh, my.
That was excellent.
Thank you
that was excellent.
For having her on the camera.
She'll be right back there next week. All right, caller.
You guys have to wrap it up here. You're running out of time.
All right, we will wrap it up. Take care.
Veronica, I love you.
Wow.
I think that was the guy from Star Trek. What's his name?
Oh, God. I don't even... Hold on, let's...
Is this one of your buddies that you pay to do that?
No.
Just to embarrass me?
No.
That's what...
I mean, it sounds like one of my friends, but I don't know who it is. They've never, like, disclosed it to me.
Maybe putting on a voice. It's probably your brother.
No, Will's not up at this hour.
Oh, yeah. 4 o'clock.
Yeah, man. He's just getting awake right now.
Veronica is mine.
So we can conclude that Rich did have a boyfriend or a secret admirer.
Oh, he loved you.
Boyfriend would mean I was actually dating him. I didn't even, like, talk to him.
How often did you?
CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so
like,
even you knew something was up with it then?
I might have, like, subconsciously.
That had to send a few shivers up.
I don't remember, like, ever thinking, like, this is weird. I don't even know if I listened to it.
How would you not think that?
I think I didn't get through.
Did you just
I think I didn't get through the whole
that
CD.
Much?
No, I like listened to the first few tracks. I was like, okay, and whatever.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, I think we can punch out on that note, right?
I think we
Veronica
should.
Is mine.
Yeah.
I love her being on the camera.
Oh God. Well, folks, that was Papa's Basement. Hold on, I'm trying to load some outro Halloween music. Come on, kick in YouTube. I hate you.
I think what makes it weirder is that he's like reminding us about the time too, like. Like he's not just a stalker; he's more. He's like a.
He's a very informed stalker. Yeah.
I'm just glad I didn't have any water or coffee exposed like last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did actually. It wasn't me.
All right, folks. This was In Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Had Rich Killiam, Veronica Johnson, and Joel Goldstein. Thank you all. Happy Halloween to everyone. Everyone's safe. Yeah. Oh. Wow. You're really into it. All right, guys, next week I think we're actually off. We have Jerry's wedding, right?
Oh, we have a wedding to go to.
Yeah, so it will be 2 weeks. I know. Maybe we can pre-record.
That would be fun.
I'll hit you guys
up
if we can pre-record. Yeah.
I'll go to a wedding.
Really stick it to the caller.
Huh.
Wedding crash?
I like weddings.
Oh, God, that would be a good bit for the show.
Wouldn't it?
Take a date. I'll go with you.
Okay, I think I can.
If I'm not in New York, I might go to New York.
I think this is going to turn.
But if I'm here, I'll go with you.
All right.
New York?
I even have a pretty blue dress I can.
Okay, I think we can go for that, and we can take pictures for our secret caller, the man who is anonymous. All right, folks, take it easy.